to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Connor's visiting the brand new Jurassic World exhibition in London, and we're making our own dinos at home from pasta. My name is Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. So, Connor, over to you!
Hey, it's Connor. Now, Fun Kids have sent me on an Activity Quest day out, and I'm going to give you a little hint as to where we could be going. Roar! Okay, so you got the first hint, which was a roar! This is the second. Can you guess it? Okay, so I've given you some clues. You had the big roar, you had me on the train in London, and you also had London's XL. And we are here, Jurassic World the exhibition at London's XL. So here we go, we're entering into Jurassic World the exhibition at the XL. And I'm just gonna say one thing, it's a little bit scary.
Hi, welcome to Jurassic World. This is your chance to come face to face with real life dinosaurs. You get to learn everything there is to know about dinosaurs, you get to meet us, the park rangers, and also help us to look after these amazing animals. And of course, we're hoping nothing will go wrong.
So you have to get on a boat, you travel along the water, and then you enter Jurassic World. Take a look. Straight in, first dinosaur found. This big dinosaur called Barbara. Look! Oh, didn't see you there. I'm just looking through these really great... What are they called? Oh, didn't see you there. I'm just looking through these ultra strong binoculars for some dinosaurs that are out in the world. And it actually locks on to the dinosaur and tells you all about them. I've just found a velociraptor. And a brachiosaurus. There's a T-Rex in the sky too! Don't mind me, I'm just playing with some dinosaur poo. This is a herbivore. Bit wet, bit hard, very interesting. So we're in Hammond Creation Lab right now. So we've found a few dinosaurs, but now we're looking at dinosaur eggs. I mean, look how cute this little dinosaur is. Look.
I'll show you. But have a guess what one of these is the bigger guess. It's like the one you saw.
So from dinosaur poo to baby dinosaurs, who's this little dude?
This is Stiggy. Stiggy the Stiggy Moloch.
Okay, Stiggy the Stiggy Moloch.
Yeah, she's only a baby. She's a herbivore. She eats plants and ferns and low-lying soft plants mainly. She looks very sweet, but she does have teeth as well as a beak, which allows her to rip apart parts that she eats.
And does Sticky do the poos over there?
She does.
Okay, yeah. Right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Very cute. So we've got a big, big dinosaur about to do a little show for us.
She's currently feeding.
Interesting.
Slightly aggressive with her meal, so there are some house rules. No flash photography, okay? No sudden movements, and absolutely no loud noises. Here she comes.
super cool. I'm now in a gyrosphere, which basically allows me to go all around Jurassic World and get really up close and personal with the dinosaurs without actually getting hurt. How cool is this? There's an extra seat for you. Come on.
Of course, we're hoping nothing will go wrong.
Ask you to move in and move back here. Not to worry, everyone. Please do remain calm. We have this under control.
Okay.
Okay. Kieran. Okay, she's not being friendly today. Get that gate open.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Kieran, can I have the cold, please? Please do not
remain calm. We have this under control.
You, sir, come on. Please help me open this gate. Thank you.
Coming back.
Push it. Thank you.
All right.
The Jurassic World exhibition is the closest that you're going to ever come to an actual living dinosaur. It's so cool. Super easy to get to as well. The Elizabeth Line in London comes directly to London's XL. You just walk straight in and welcome to the world of dinosaurs. If you'd like to come along to Jurassic World the exhibition, check it out, feel some dinosaur poo and see some real life dinosaurs. Tickets are available right now. It's jurassicworldexhibition.com. Enjoy!
Thanks, Connor. Love those roars, brilliant stuff. Now, as Connor said, Jurassic World the exhibition is at London XL right now, and tickets are on sale at jurassicworldexhibition.com. You can also check out a video of Connor there as well. Head to funkidslive.com to see it. There's also a place where you can tell us what you're up to on the website, and you can then be included in a future episode of Activity Quest, because we've launched a brand new feature where you can record messages and send them in to us. It's pretty easy. All you got to do is tap the big red button, record your message, and you could appear in a future episode of this very podcast. You can tell us where you've been, what you've got up to, or give us a step-by-step tutorial of something that you have made at home. So just now, we heard Connor at the brand new Jurassic World exhibition at the XL in London. And right now, we thought it's time to get a bit arty. We're going to be making our own dinosaur skeletons from pasta. So the first nearly complete skeleton of a dinosaur was discovered by William Parker Falk in 1858, quite a long time ago. It was of a Hadrosaurus, which I've never heard of before, but maybe if you're a dinosaur fan, you have. A complete skeleton will give a scientist a good idea of how big the dinosaur was and what it looked like. And the skull will be able to tell them what it ate and other things as well, such as claws and teeth will show how it defended itself or attacked its prey. So dino skeletons are mostly discovered in the form of fossils. When some of the bones are missing, experts can often guess what they were like by studying other complete fossils. Fossils give scientists clues about the past, like what plants and animals actually existed. So fossils are how we know that animals roamed the Earth millions of years ago. Let's see how we can make our own dinosaur skeletons with Meg. Now, Meg, I can see a lot of macaroni out here. Are you eating it? What's going on?
Just like your skeleton, the skeletons of dinosaurs are made up of lots of bones. So I'm going to be using different types of pasta to become bones and make up a skeleton. The first thing I've done is I've got together all the things that I'm going to need for this arts and crafts activity, which is black card, glue, a pen, and lots of different pasta shapes. You can use anything you've got in the cupboard. I've got some penne tubes, some macaroni, some shells, and lots of different pasta that I just had lying around. You only need a few pieces of each. So if you've got any bags of pasta that maybe just have a little bit in, not enough for a meal, then this is the perfect activity to use them up. So the first thing you want to do is get a picture of the dinosaur that you want to create up. Or if you've been to the Jurassic World exhibition, you could use a photo you took there. I've got a photo of the Velociraptor that you can see at the exhibition, as it is my favourite dinosaur, and that is what I'm going to create a skeleton of. Now I'm going to draw the outline of the dinosaur so that when I stick it on with pasta, I can follow it. So the first thing to do is draw your dinosaur. And I'm using a piece of white chalk because it shows really well on the black paper, but you could use a gel pen or a pencil that you can basically see on the paper. Dinosaurs have many of the bones that we have. They have a skull, they have jaw bones. So I'm going to start with the skull and the jaw, and I'm going to stick two shell pasta pieces onto my paper for the top part of its head and the bottom part of its head, and they kind of look like they're snapping together. and I'm going to use some pasta crumbs at the bottom of my pasta bowl for the teeth as well, because they're a little bit sharp and pointy. Next, I've got the neck bones, which are kind of curved on a Velociraptor. So for this, I'm going to use macaroni. And then the vertebrae, which is basically a fancy word for the back of the dinosaur, has lots of little bones sticking up. So I'm using a rice-shaped pasta called orzo for this. You could also use rice as well. You could use rice would work. Noodles would work as well if you cut them into little pieces. And then some long, slightly curved ribs with the pasta-shaped rigatoni is great for, which is a type of pasta tubes. And they kind of curve a little bit, the ones that I've got, so they make really good ribs. So I'm sticking that all down with PVA glue. And then I'm using some spaghetti broken up for the claws and some more of the orzo rice-shaped pasta for the long tailbones. We've got lots of them on the tailbones. And voila, there you go. Once it's dry, you can cut it out. You could hang it up as a bit of a decoration, or you could be a paleontologist, which is a scientist that specializes in fossils and label each part of the body with the type of bones they are. So you get a little pen and annotate saying that's the skull, that's the vertebrae, etc. You can do some black card with PVA glue, just like I did, or you can stick the pasta into a thinly rolled sheet of Play-Doh, and when you remove the pasta from the Play-Doh, you'll have created your own fossils from the pasta imprints, which is also a super fun activity, and it means you can reuse the pasta and reuse the Play-Doh to make more and more fossils again and again. Who knew pasta could be so much fun? Now back to Bex while I work out the perfect pasta shapes for a T-Rex.
Thanks, Meg. Remember, there's lots of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. Whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Yes, please. Just say, "Play Fun Kids" every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.